just started last year. I worked to try to get to the pnimius of the pnimius of the meaning of the chai olamata b'secheinu, this netiyah, this planting of Torah within us. And by trying to understand the pnimius of those words that Hashem has planted within each and every Jew, eternal life, v'chai olamata b'secheinu, this is the zriya of the Master Zareya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by learning and understanding the pnimius of those words, v'chai olamata b'secheinu, we'll be able to understand in halacha, the malacha of Zareya, which we've been learning is this tremendous machlokes, which comes down, and is usually brought as a machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hashanah, that we've been talking about, of how to understand the essence, the mahus of this malacha, the first malacha, which is Zareya. Is it a din? Is it a din in the hischadshus, in bringing about something new in the world, the tzmicha, the growth of this plant? Or is the ikka, the inyan of the bitl, of the garin, of the seed, to become part of the earth? And we've been talking about that in halacha for quite a while. And there are many, many, thank you, there are many nafkimines in halacha that we were talking about, the differences between these two ways of looking at the malacha of Zriya. And now we began just at the last year, 2 weeks ago, to talk about the pnimius of this machloikis between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hashanah, of how do we define Zareya. And in order to understand the machloikis and halacha in the context of Shabbos, of what Shabbos is, we have to try to understand what Zareya is be'etzem. What does it mean, Zriya? And so we began to learn this sugi of chai olmata b'secheinu, and we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel, Hashem Baruch's mind, is infinite, and that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted that seed of his brain, of his infinite thoughts, he's planted into the earth. The earth is called Yisrael, the mind of a Jew. Hashem is the zachar, is the male. The minds and the hearts of the Jewish people who learn Torah are called the karka, the earth, the ground, the adama. This coupling, this mating, this meeting, this zivug of hazino shamayim v'adabeiro v'sishm haaretz imreifi, of that maisev zriya that takes place from above, of that zera eloki, and the zera of being received in the minds and the hearts of the Jewish people, this is the essence of what Zriya is. And therefore we find, and I mentioned last time, many places in Chazal and in Tanakh, for instance, the one that I mentioned last time was, that if you learn Torah but you don't really absorb it, you don't review it, so you don't really get it, it's as if you're planting something, but nothing came of it. Something has been planted in you. You learned the Mishnah, you learned the Gemara, you saw something, but it didn't catch. It didn't take hold. Or on a deeper level, if you're learning something and it doesn't change your life, it means you learned a beautiful, you went to a shir, you heard some beautiful shir someplace, and there was some fantastic hisaris that you had, b'shas mais, when you heard this shir. It means that there was some sort of a zriya that took place, but it didn't change you. Nothing grew. Nothing came of it. So Chazal say that this is looked at as zareya ve'enu kotzer. That Hashem planted the Torah in you. This Ashgacha part is why you learned that Mishnah, why you learned that Gemara, why is it that you heard that shir? Why this concept was implanted in your brain and in your heart, but it didn't take root. So that's described in Chazal as Zareya v'eino kotzer. And we understand that means that the same way when it comes to a child being born, there is this zachra and nekeva connection, and the seed is inside the nekeva, inside the mother's womb. But it's not just that she's passive, it's through that interaction of that zera, that seed, with the metzias of the mother, and that fertilization, and the metzias of the fetus inside the mother's womb, that through that interaction of the two, of that zera of the father, and that metzias of the keira, that through that, the the child is able to be born. And when that zera, when that fertilization takes place and everything is okay, so then we have a child that comes into the world. So the same thing when it comes to Torah, and this is what I was explaining a couple of weeks ago from the Beis Hashem, that the mitzvah of Purahu is big when we receive from Shemayim ideas of Torah, and we take those ideas that we received and we develop them inside the womb of our minds and our thoughts, our feelings. We develop these concepts, these ideas. From the Torah Shebichsav, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, that's Torah Shebichsav, V'al titosh Torah Simecha, and do not neglect the Torah of your mother. So the Zohar says that Shema b'ni Musar Avicha is Torah Shebichsav, V'al titosh Torah Simecha is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is odd because women are not learning Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not the Asik of women to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Zohar Kodesh is telling us something very deep. This is what we're learning. That the Torah that comes from Hashem, that's Torah Shebichsav, that the Hashem revealed, that's like the zera, that's like the seed. And that is implanted in the womb of the Jewish mind and the Jewish heart. And we work on that, we try to understand it, and it develops within our minds and hearts. And what emerges are the peyers, are the children. And the children are what? Chidush etar. Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh. The interaction of Hashem's mind with the minds of the Chachamim, that's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, there are a number of tzaddikim, there are a few tzaddikim who speak a great deal about this. And I mentioned last week, two tzaddikim, one from the world of the Chassidus, and the other from the world of Hisnagdus. And in Chassidus, that of course, of Tzaddik HaKoyin, that's every piece from a tzaddikim, every piece talks about this. And we've discussed this over the years. And from the world of the tzaddikim, from the misnagdim, so this is discussed in a number of places in the writings of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Vilna Gaon's greatest Talmud. So that's what we're going to see. You should have that. It was sent to you. David Carmeli was kind enough to offer the photos that, but I said no. The guys are being sent it, and they can take care of it. And it's just part of growing up. So the stuff is being sent. You either print it or you have it with you and you can read it whichever way you prefer, but we don't have to start with the papers. So in Nefesh Chaim, Shar Dalet Perek Yudalef, let's learn inside a little bit. We're going to learn a piece in the Nefesh Chaim, and then we're going to see a piece in the second parak of Aris HaTorah from Rav Kook. Rav Kook is sort of the integration of Rav Tzaddik and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, those two worlds sort of merging together. But first let's learn a little bit from Shar Dalet Perek Yudalef. Now Shar Dalet in Nefesh Chaim, the entire Shar is on the subject of learning Torah. And it's the most moving, the most beautiful, the most important description of the relationship that we have with Torah and what happens when a Jew learns Torah. In the fourth Shar of Nefesh Chaim. So in Perek Yudalef, Reb Chaim writes the following: "V'lezois ikke chiyusam va'erim v'kiyumam shlo elam uskulam al nachay." And I felt it was very important to see this inside, not to just hear a little bit, but to see a couple of words. Ikke chiyusam va'erim v'kiyumam shlo elam uskulam al nachay. That which keeps all of existence, which sustains the chiyusam va'erim, the chiyus, the life and the light of all worlds. Is only when we are learning Torah the way that we should. Oskim ba karoi means that we're learning Torah the way that we're supposed to. Ki kutshebichu varaisa v'Yisrael kul achad. Because as the Zohar says, and we've spoken about many times over the years, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah and Yisrael are one. Shekol echad miYisrael, each and every Jew. Shoresh nishmaso ha'elyoina, the root of each and every one of our souls, is mudbak v'nechaz ba'ois achas mihatar, is attached and is bound to one of the letters of the Torah. V'hoyu la'achadim mamish, and the soul of the Jew and the Torah are echad, are one. V'lekach amru b'Reishis Rabbah, therefore it says in Reishis Rabbah, now, there seems to be a stira. We're all familiar with the fact that Chazal Rashi really brings out the beginning of Chumash, that Machshavtan sheYisrael kadmu l'chol davar, that Hashem's created the world with that first thought, that thought that preceded creation was, is going to be the Jewish people. Reishis is b'shvi Yisrael, shenikru Reishis. So the Jewish people are called Reishis. So Reishis means for the sake of the beginning. The beginning is Am Yisrael, we are the Reishis. Machshavtan sheYisrael kadmu l'chol davar, the first thought kivyochel that Hashem had before creation, the first thought that would lead to creation was that he wants to have this thing called Yisrael. But on the other hand, everybody knows the Chazal tell us that the Torah was kadmu l'chol davar. The Torah was created before everything. Tuf kuf ayin dal adar is before creation, whatever that means. Hashem created the Torah. So on the one hand, Chazal say that Yisrael kadmu l'chol davar, that the Jewish people were the seed or the beginning. On the other, Chazal also say that the Torah was the first thought. So Reb Chaim says that's not a steer. It's the same thing. Yisrael Olam B'Machshava and Torah Kadmul Olam is all one thing. Yisrael and Torah, it's one thing. They're inseparable. It's one Metzius. Torah V'Yisrael V'Kutshabihu, it's one Metzius. V'hihi, it is it. Yisrael is Torah and Torah is Yisrael. It's not something that we just, something outside of ourselves that we study. Hihi, a Jew is Torah. And that is the strange lashon machshavtan sheYisrael, the thought of Yisrael. K'mo she'amru, Yisrael olah b'machshava. Yisrael olah b'machshava. That we arose in Hashem's thoughts. Before creation, we arose in Hashem's thought. Yisrael olah b'machshava. What's the lemer? This means, Reb Chaim explains, this means reishis hamachshava. The beginning of that thought of creation, Reishis HaMachshava, the beginning of the thought of creation, is what? Is Torah, is Yisrael. Soid HaRu'usa Ilar, that's the secret or the mystery of Ratzon HaElyon. Ru'usa Ilar is Ratzon HaElyon, the highest will and longing kivyochel of Hashem. K'mo Yishukosu B'Zohar V'Yera, this week's parasha in the Zohar Kodesh. Daha Yisrael salik beruusa de kutshabichu ad lo yivra alma. Ki Yisrael ola beritzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the machshava Hashem means Hashem's will. Yisrael, the Zohar says, ola beritzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yisrael was ola beritzayin Hashem in the will of Hashem, ad shalom nivra alma, before creation, there was that will, that desire, kivyoch, that Hashem had to bring to the world Yisrael. And everybody knows that Ratzon is the beginning of everything. After Ratzon corresponds to Keser, to the crown, and after Ratzon comes then Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura, and so on. So Ru'usa, he raises a call. Will and desire is the beginning of everything. A person wants something, even though it's not clear exactly how it's going to be, but that his Uris of Ratzon, well, from there, there will be then Chachma and Bina and Das and so on all the way through until it's carried out by Malchus. So Ru'usa he raises Hakol. So Ratzon is always the beginning. Elokus Gomer Kivyochel. When we're speaking about Ratzon, we're talking about Elokus itself, godliness itself. The Olamus Ein Sof, from that which is called the infinite. Keniska Shom B'Parshas Noach. Omer Shimon Aramis, you have in the brackets the translation. Harry Moisi and so on, you raise the hands. Kasher Rotson, Ha'elion Mechulu. Bechol Elu Ha'oirais, Misoid Ha'machshova Ha'elion Vetachtona Kulam Nikraim Ein Sof. This Rotson that comes from above and before any of the actual plans or thoughts of creation, this is called the Rotson Ha'elion, Ha'usa Ilor, from the Ein Sof, from the infinite himself. Ein Shem Heitev, Bagos Reb Chaim Vital, Beitz Chaim, Shai Gulam, and so on. Lachain Amru, therefore, Chazal taught us. Reishis, Bishvil HaTorah, Shenikras Reishis. The Torah is also called Reishis. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. So that Ratzon HaElyon, in that highest will, Kivyachal. Again, we're not talking about Hashem's essence, we know what that is. But in that highest will that he revealed, in that highest Ratzon of Ein Sof, There are two things. There's Yisrael and Oraisa. There's Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah. And that's called Bereishis. Bereishis. B'shvil Yisrael shenikra Bereishis. V'lachein Amru Chazal. Therefore the Gemara tells us, Ha'oimed ha'lameis b'shas yisiyas neshama chayv l'kara. That if you're there, when a Jew dies, then you chayv to tear kriya. Ha'lamad of a daima. Why? This person's not related to you. So why are you tearing kriya? The Raya Sefer Torah Shanis, so if it's compared to a person who Chas V'Sholem sees a Sefer Torah being burned. So it means that every Jew is a Bechina of Torah, is a Sefer Torah. A Jew is a Sefer Torah. Shekedushas Nishmas Kol Echa Miyisrael, he Kedushas Sefer Torah Mamish. This is a beautiful, beautiful mimer from his great-great-grandson, Rav Soloveitchik, on this Indian of a Jew being a Sefer Torah. And the Jew being having Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. That's what a Jew is. So it's because both the Jew and the Torah come from that place that is called Bereishis. Therefore, if you're there when a Jew dies, you tear, doesn't make it that he's not related to you, you tear because it's no different than a Sefer Torah that's being burned, Chas V'Sholem. Because the Kedushas Nishmas, Kol Echa Miyisrael, he Kedushas Sefer Torah Mamish. The Kedusha of a Neshama of a Jew is Mamish, the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. It's Torah. It comes from the same place. Eloh, from the highest will of Hashem. That's the shurish of Nishmas Yisrael and Taurus Yisrael. Lachin, therefore, Rabbi Chaim explains. Me'eis habri yishayis ha'tar gnuza adayin b'mkar yishayis ha'nelom. Yikol oil mesel yainim. From the time of creation, at the beginning before the Torah was revealed on Har Sinai, the Torah was hidden still in its highest makar, in its hidden source. And from a distance, that light of the Torah gave life to the world, to all worlds, but it wasn't yet revealed. There was nobody learning Torah. Again, we're not getting to the issue of how the obvious, what that meant that the obvious learned Torah. The Torah wasn't yet revealed. Because all worlds cannot exist without the light of Torah. But the Torah itself wasn't yet revealed. Just as Nishmas Yisrael wasn't yet revealed. The Mitzias of Torah in its earthly form was not yet revealed, that it should be learned and studied in this world. It had not yet, and observed, that had not yet happened, Shiaskubak Futse Mata, down here. Adain Hoyu Ha'ilamus Raifim Verisim. It's like Rashi says at the beginning of his parish on Chumash, that until that time of Vayir Abarek Yom HaShishi, until the sixth of Sivan, when the Torah would be given, all worlds were in a state of shakiness, of uncertainty, of instability. The world didn't have really its yesod, it wasn't settled. All worlds were unsettled and uncertain. Lahoyu amachayim ha'amiti. All worlds, not just this world, but all worlds were not yet firmly established. We're shaky. Ukrom Chazal Shnei Alofim Toyu. And Chazal referred to this period of time as the 2,000 years of Tohu. So Tohu didn't end, and we've spoken a lot about this, Tohu didn't end just when physical creation took place, because the root of physical creation is that Re'us Ilah, that highest will of that Machshavi Mishona of Torah and Yisrael. And at the time that the physical world was created, both the Torah and Yisrael were not yet really here. V'hayutluyim v'aymdim ad eis matan Torah. Everything was sort of in waiting until the Torah would be given by Shavuos. Ki yaduah ma'amarim zal shehisna kadosh baruch hu emayis ebreishis. That's what Rashi brings at the beginning over there by Yom HaShishi. That Hashem made a condition with all of creation. Imakabim Yisrael, if the Jewish people receive the Torah, then creation will be able to continue. V'im lav, and if not, then everything will return to tohu vavohu. Because that's the whole tachlis of creation is kud shebrichu Yisrael v'araisa. V'chein hu b'shmeis rabu u'dvar ma'abesai parashachem. B'reisha tanchuma. B'rabashir shim in many places, the misich rayosi, Rabbanan Ami, Rayasi, Dailami, the Jewish people are the ones who are sort of guarding the existence of the world, like a Rovet Sam, Rayasi, Olami, and we're also Hashem's companion, Rayasi, because if not for Yisrael receiving the Torah, the world could not be sustained. So we are like Hashem's chasn, we're Kala, and through this zivuk, through this shidduch of Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, through the Torah is compared to Ksub and so on, but through that shidduch, the all worlds have existence. She kiblu Torahsi, she lo kiblu hayisim machzus alam lo tovavav, and if we wouldn't have received the Torah, everything would have gone back to tovavav. Damer, Rabbi Chizda b'shem b'lozer k'siv nimoygim eretz. It says that the earth dissolves and the heavens dissolve. Anochi tikanti amudei ha'sela. I have established the pillars of the foundations of creation, and Chazal explained that ilulei Yisrael shomdul ha'sinai, if the Jewish people would not have received the Torah by ha'sinai, there wouldn't have been any pillars to hold up all of creation. Umibiseis ha'olam anochi b'skus anochi ha'shom l'kecha tikanti amudei ha'sela. Anochi tikanti. I have established all worlds were established because of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because the Torah was given to the Jewish people beginning with the word Anochi. And that Anochi of the Jewish people receiving the Torah is what established, which establishes the existence of all of creation. Anochi Tikanti Amudei HaSela. That through Anochi Tikanti, I established Amudei, the pillars forever of existence. Through Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is the Torah. Umayaz, Rabbi Chaim continues, and from that time, Shinishtal Shala, the Yarda Kivyachlum Kashar Shanelim Lazahilim, and from that day of Kabbal Sator by Hasinai, from that time, Shinishtal Shala, Yarda Kivyachlum Kashar Shanelim, the Torah descended level after level until it finally entered into this physical world and was revealed by Hasinai Kimamaram Zal, Ba Moshe Vaharida La'aretz. The Torah was always there, the Torah was there before creation. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was brought down into the world. It was revealed in this world, in the Oisius that we have, of Anochi and Lo Yeh Lecha, and the Bereishis and Tilei Nikla Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down. It was there, but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down. But Moshe Rabbeinu Laaretz, Kol, and since that time, Kol Chiyusam V'Kiyumam Shekol Olamos, the entire existence and the kiyum of all worlds, urak ayidei hevel pinu vehegyonenu ba, is only through the breath of our mouths that we speak words of Torah and we think and we learn and we study Torah. It's only through that all of the creation is able to have life and to continue existing through our learning Torah. Va'em is built in shum safek klal, and Rabbi Chaim says that the truth is without any doubt whatsoever. Shemahayi ha'olam kuloi, that if it would ever, God forbid, happen, it can't be, but if it would happen, that the entire world, mikotzei ad katzei, from one end of the world to the other, ponu chas v'shalom avrega echad mamish, that there'd be nobody in the world that's learning Torah, anywhere in the world, chas v'shalom, meyosik v'zvan shalom b'tar, kerega ha'yu nachravim kol ha'olam, in an instant, all worlds, not just this world, but all worlds would disappear. Elyonim v'sachtanim, the higher worlds and lower worlds. V'hoyu le'efes v'so chas v'shalom, would be as if creation never took place. V'chein shifas oirim umiyuto chas v'shalom. And so it is with the shefa of light and existence, all of the shefa, all bracha of existence, of life and light that comes into the world, since that day of Shavuos, everything depends on what? Hakol rakifi inyan v'roiv iskenu ba. Depends entirely upon how we learn and how much we learn Torah. Lochein, and by the way, what we find in Tanya, in Perek, beginning in Hey, what we find in Tanya is it's Tanya and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin are not in disagreement about this at all. Lochein, therefore, we make the bracha, Bechaye Olam, Olam Nota Bisochein, that Hashem has planted all life, eternal life, inside of us. Now that's literal. That Hashem has planted, the Torah is the seed, and Hashem has planted that in the minds and the hearts of the Jewish people. Both the Torah and the Jewish people come from that place of Re'usa Ilah, the highest Ratzon, of the highest will of Hashem. Both come from that place. And Chaya Olam Natab Sechenu, Ki Inin HaNetiyah. Rabbi Chaim said, it's like planting something. Netiyah. She Netiyah Sekirei Lasas Pri Laharbais Taiva. The purpose of planting is that when you plant something in fertile soil and it's tended to, and there's enough rain and so on, so then the tachlis of all of that is that there should be not just this little seed, but a tree, and not just a tree, but there should be peiros and peiros that are going to, that are going to continue and to feed thousands and thousands of people from these peiros that are going to grow from that seed. Kedelas is pri la harvest time. So Rabbi Chaim says, if we keep the Torah and we learn Torah with all of our strength, we are giving eternal life to all existence. And by our learning Torah, we are drawing that light that is that transcends, that it's hidden from all worlds, that is higher than all worlds, from that infinite light of Hashem. That's how Hashem's infinite light is transmitted down here into this world is through Torah. So through our learning Torah and keeping Torah, additional Taisvis Kedusha Ubracha, Kedusha and Bracha. Just like from the seed, there's a tree, and there's a lot of fruit. So too, from every word of Torah Shebechsav, the words of Torah Shebechsav are the seeds, and from every single word of Torah Shebechsav, and Mishnayos and Tosefta and Medrash and the Zohar and Gemaras and Svarim, and a million rooms like this, filled with a million times more Svarim of what? Of fruit, of delicious fruit. Of that interfacing or interaction of Hashem's will, Hashem's Ratzon Elyon, Hashem's mind, the Zera of the Father in the Karka, in the earth of the Mother, which are the minds and the hearts of Chachmei Yisrael. And every Jew, including us right this second that we're learning. And anyone that takes the ideas that we're learning right now from Rabbi Chaim, and you take this and you think about it, and from there you derive other things that will help you and so on, or will bear fruit in your understanding of Torah. That's part of the process as well. And those are additional fruits that come from learning this piece of Nefesh Chaim right now. More than anything, guard your heart. Chazal say, do whatever you can to preserve the words of Torah that are planted in your heart. Don't let those seeds that were planted in your heart, chalila, go to waste. Guard them, nurture them, develop them. Take those words of Torah Shebechsav, of the Torah, and work on them, and develop them, and cultivate them, and grow them into so that you'll produce many, 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 many fruits. Shalativvach midivrei Torah lama ki mimenu tetzes chayim, because all life comes from those seeds of Torah, all life, all existence. Kimimeno, that's it says that in Mishlei. Kimimeno Tosfos Chaim. La'amedcha shemidivrei Torah yoytzin chayim la'olam. Mimeno Tosfos Chaim means that from the words of Torah, all life comes forth. Mimeno Tosfos Chaim. And now we can understand if you look inside, you have the second piece there. It's from the Oris HaTorah from Rav Kook, which we had learned some years ago, together the entire Sefer. So all of you know that there's a very, very big to-do when it comes to defining the meaning of learning Torah Lishma. Learning Torah Lishma. The second those words are spoken, you see Chassidim rolling up their sleeves and the Misnagma rolling up their sleeves. What's the meaning of Torah Lishma? What's Torah Lishma? What does Lishma mean, Torah Lishma? So, of course, it's very famous that Chaim says the Torah Lishma means L'shem HaTorah Atzma, means for the sake of Torah itself. And in the world of the Baal Shem Tov, Lishma means in order to be Dveikus, it's L'shem Hashem, to be Dvukim Tashem. And this became like a point of terrible, terrible contention between these two Holy Bati Medrashim of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov. And it's oftentimes mispresented and taught in a way that's very, very shitchi, very shallow. There's a tremendous oimek to this. And really, it's a matter of understanding properly Nefesh HaChaim and Tanya. I'm not going through the whole sugi right now. But Rav Kook, as you know, was himself an integration of those two worlds, of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Tanya. That was his yichus. He came from those two worlds. And that was his upbringing from his father's side, from the very, very chashuva family of Misnagdim, from his mother's side, a very chashuva family of Chassidim, from the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek, and very big people. And this is what he received, the Yash in these two worlds. So what does Rav Kook say about Torah Lishma? So that's Parag Beis in Oris HaTorah. So let's learn Sif Aleph, just very quickly. Inyan Torah Lishma, L'shem HaTorah. So Rav Kook says, Inyan Torah Lishma is L'shem HaTorah, but what does that mean? So that's L'shem HaTorah. You see in the note, these notes are from Rav Tzvi Yehuda, so it brings down Nefesh HaChaim and Tanya. Nefesh HaChaim and Tanya. But what does that mean, L'shem HaTorah? Torah Lishma, L'shem HaTorah. So Rav Kook writes, Ki Mitzius HaChochma HaRotzen HaShem Esbarach Shetia B'Poah. Now just before we continue on with Rav Kook's words, let's go back for a moment and remember the machlokes between Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash. And as you recall, the Minchas Chinuch holds that it seems like from the Minchas Chinuch that what's the ikar, what's the inyan of not limud Torah, what's the inyan of Zerayah and Shabbos? You remember? The Minchas Chinuch holds that if you take the seeds out right away, that you're not over on Zerayah. Why? Because the Minchas Chinuch holds that the muhus of Zerayah is to bring about something new. His chadshus. A chiddush. Something new. Nothing came from this. Nothing came from it. If nothing came from it, you take the seeds away, or nothing came from it. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, that's not called Zerayah. Zerayah means, by definition, his chadshus. So far we could already understand where the Minchas Chinuch is coming from. Based upon what we just learned in Nefesh HaChaim, that this relationship between heaven and earth, of Hazinu Shamayim, there is Ishmaharos, is Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and Rabbi Chaim says this is the Netiyah of Torah Shebichsav in the minds of the Jewish people. This Zriya is for the purpose of what? Of bringing about something new. What's that? What's new? Torah Shebal Peh. Eschatzis, Puravu, something new, new children, new ideas, new concepts, new thoughts. So far, based upon what we learned in Nefesh HaChaim, we understand that Zerayah stems very, very well with the Minchas Chinuch, that the Inyan of Zri is Eschatzis. I'm planting something to have fruit. I want to get something out of this. It's no tachlis. It's time to put it in the ground. So there's an Inyan of Eschatzis. On the other hand, If we say that Zerayah means that I put the seed into the ground and even if I take it away, I've been over on the issue of Zerayah. That's the Minchas Chinuch. I mixed up the Minchas Chinuch of Rishash. So far, the Rishash is the one that says that there has to be something in his chadshus. It's the Rishash that something has to grow. But if we say like the Minchas Chinuch, that even if I take not that there's eschatzis, but by the very fact that I put the seeds in the ground, even if I take them away, I'm still over on Zerayah. It means that it's not davka din in what? In eschatzis. It's not davka din in there being something new. So then what is it? So you remember what we learned?
Bittul.
But there's a bittul that takes place. So now with that in mind, let's take a look now at Rav Kook writes. Let's see what he writes. Well, let's just begin. Kimitzias of Chachma who retzayin Hashem is Baruch Shetiyah B'Poel. Mitzias of Chachma, Chachma is Hashem. Mitzias of Chachma who retzayin Hashem is Baruch Shetiyah B'Poel. Hashem wants that this Chachma should be revealed in the world. Ve'ei Mitzias Yoyis Nechmodem Ulam Mikol Ma'ashev Shalei Choshev. And there is no Metzius that's more beautiful and that's more exalted than the Torah, in which Hashem's hidden thoughts are contained. So the Torah contains Hashem's will, that highest will of Hashem. The Chochma, the will of Hashem, and the Chochma of Hashem is all contained in the Torah. And if there's any chisaron, it's only that something is lacking in our ability to understand, to absorb Hashem's zera, Hashem's thoughts, Hashem's mind. The Torah itself is Torah Hashem Tamima, is perfect. The seed is perfect. But sometimes we're not doing what we could and what we need to do in order to receive that, to absorb that seed and to develop it. So Rav Kook says, Bein achisron el ki imitzideinu, shemitzad hayosena shkuim beguf, that since we are immersed in physical life, we don't recognize, we don't appreciate the gadol v'chayzik v'ilu mitziusa, the exaltedness and the greatness of Torah. The chachmas haTorah harei ha'gilu ha'eloki k'fi ritzon yisbarach haba mitzat avodaseinu v'samudeinu. And the chachma of Torah is that gilu of Hashem's ratzon, and that takes place through our avoda and through our learning. That's revealed through our avoda here in this world. Hashem's Ratzon, that highest Ratzon is hidden. All we have the Oisis of Torah, and we work with those, and through our vote and our learning, we develop it. Anytime we're learning Torah, Rav Kook says, we are motzi mehakoach el hapoel, we are bringing out from potential, or from that hidden state, into reality, as mitzias chachmas mitzad nafsho. Each person is bringing out according to how that meeting, that encounter of Torah takes place with that particular neshama of this individual person. The same way that you have, that from one tree you have pears and from another tree there's apples. So too, when Hashem's Chachma Ilah is planted in one Jew, it bears a certain kind of fruit. And when it's planted in another Jew, it bears a different kind of fruit. Each person will learn that pasuk and understand it according to his ability, according to the sheresh of his neshama, according to the oisis of Torah, of who he is. And certainly, Rav Kook says, you cannot compare that light that's mischadesh from mitzad, that chibur, that mating, that connection of Torah lenefesh zu, that mating of the Torah, of the father, with that particular mother, meaning of that neshama, of that Jew. Lo'or hanoylen mischabrusa lenefesh acheres. To the or, to that chiddush, to that new light that is revealed through the mating of Hashem's seed with the mind and the heart of a different Jew. Comes out something else. So here you have Hillel, and here you have Shammai. The Ratzon Ha'Elyon of Hashem, as it was planted in Hillel, came out this way. And the Ratzon Ha'Elyon of Hashem that was planted in Shammai came out this way. It grew these kind of fruit. And in Shammai it grew these kind of fruit. Then came, Humagdil HaTorah Mamish B'Limudo. So when we say the words, Hashem Chavetz Matzuko, Yagdil Torah, to increase the presence of Torah in the world, each person is magdal haTorah mamish b'limudo. We are giving birth to new Torah as we learn. Each person according to that soil of who he is, that karka, based upon the shores of his neshama and its connection to that part of the Torah, to that word, to those psukim, to that way of learning Torah. Each neshama bears its own fruit according to how that karka, that soil of who he is. How it received and absorbed that seed of the Ratzon Ha'Elyon of Hashem's thoughts, that's the fruit that grows from this person. The Kevach Kadosh Baruch Hu Roitzah Shiyagdol Torah, Hashem wanted us to do this. He didn't just give us everything written. He didn't give us the whole Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. He wanted that it should be in this way. Rosh Hashanah Yagdil Torah. He wants us to give birth to Torah. Haderach Hayoshu Sheyilmad Ha'odim Yitzad Ahavasa Osor HaGadol. Hashem wanted that we should choose this path, and each person should learn Torah with great love for this light of Hashem, this great infinite light of Hashem. She writes Hashem is about Begilu Mitzuyuso, because Hashem wants that through each person is learning Torah according to his own Sharish, his own way, that Hashem's light, Hashem's presence should be more and more revealed in this world, which is the Tachlis of creation, to each one of us learning Torah to the best of our ability. She yizgadol yoyse v'yoyse. She yizgadol yoyse v'yoyse. Mikol shekein l'chadish b'torah. And mikol shekein l'chadish b'torah. That each person comes up with his own new ideas, new concepts in his learning Torah. Shuvadai ha'gdolas ha'torah mamish b'or kofel. Which is, Rav Kook says, the bringing about of this increasing of Torah, in a way that is infinitely more than how it was originally given. Now, so far it sounds like Rav Kook is completely consistent with what we just learned in Nefesh HaChayim, that the inyan of Torah is to bring about to hischadshus, to something that is new, like the Rashash, something that is new, that there should be peiros. We didn't yet learn, we're going to Mitzvah continue next week to understand where this bittul come into any of this. What about if there is, what about if it's not the Hischachis, or there's not Chidush Torah? How does, or do we say that, no, everybody in his own way comes to certain Chidush Torah, but it can only come according to that view that focuses on bittul. It cannot come without bittul. There has to first be bittul. And without bittul, and we'll talk more about that, of course, without bittul, then one cannot come to true Chiddush Torah. And really, that's where the Nekuda comes down to the difference between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, the sinning of bittul. It's not, nobody's arguing that, the Baal Tanya is not arguing that the Tachlis is to bring about these pears, these fruits. Nobody's arguing that. But the question is, how do you get to Chiddush Torah? How does one come to Chiddush Torah? And can that take place unless the seed first is bottled to the earth and rots and becomes one with the earth? That's where Chassidus comes in. That's where the Baal Shem Tov comes in. That was the focal point of that necessary step of bittul that would lead to Chiddush Torah, to Hischadshus in Torah, which we'll talk about in Mishnah. We'll talk about that next time.